you can't hold yourself back. You might think that you can't do something, but there's always a way.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Hi, my name is Vanessa Ronan. I'm the founder of Decorator and also the CEO and iOS developer. Decorator is a new way for people to share home decorating ideas and find ways to make their home look more beautiful.
What does Decorator app mean to you?
There are so many people who love design, and like myself, I grew up loving interior design, but I'm not a professional designer. You know, I only move every so often, and there's no other way for me to have fun sharing and expressing home decorating ideas besides, you know, when I move and when I help my friends move. So it's a way for people like myself to have a really great time and feel creative and enjoy sharing ideas.
And you come from a technical background. Your family's technical and you're technical CEO, right?
I am.
And what does that mean? And tell me a little bit about your family.
So both of my parents are engineers, mechanical and civil engineers. And they kind of encouraged me to study math and science growing up, but I'd say it was more of my own choice. I just liked it. And then I went to Harvey Mudd College, which is a really small engineering school in Claremont. And I studied computer science and I loved it. So now I build mobile apps and I really like iOS development.
And do you remember the first time you were interested in tech?
It was really young. So not really. I went to this coding camp after seventh grade, and that was probably my first like real exposure to computer science.
What was the coding camp? Do you remember?
It was called CTY. It's run through Johns Hopkins, and it's like nerd camp, you know, taking a class.
Now, I'm really big on this podcast being a source of, I call it actionable empowerment, being a source of positivity. However, I'm dying to ask you this question specifically, and it's not a question I'll ask on many of the shows because I don't want to open a door to controversy. That's not what this is for. Have you ever felt held back as a woman in tech, being that you grew up exposed to tech and fully immersed in tech your whole life?
So I actually don't. Yeah, I would say no. But I think that's mostly because I went to Harvey Mudd College, where the number of computer science majors is like half male, half female, which is unheard of in any other college, basically. The president of the college is doing an amazing job really promoting that. So when I was in college, it felt totally normal for women to be studying tech fields just as much as men are. But I had definitely have experienced, you know, like confusion or people not believing that I am a computer science major when I left my college. So like I visited a friend at another university and someone asked me what I studied and I said computer science. And they were like, oh, huh, really? Like, what do you actually study? No, I actually study computer science. So honestly, not really. And I also don't let stuff like that bother me too much.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it all that much. I'm sure I could find it if I really looked for it, but I try to just remove myself from it.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like my mindset too, is I stay focused on what I can do and what the opportunities that are presented to me rather than on what I can't do.
Definitely.
Yeah. And what does success mean to you?
I want to be happy. I think happiness is really, really important. And I try to optimize my life around that. So as long as I'm happy and I'm moving in a direction that I want to, I'm successful. But I guess in the long term, in terms of like personal and professional success, yeah, I would like to be a successful startup founder, but not in the sense that I want to be famous for it. I just want to build something that really matters.
I'm genuinely interested, like the idea of like, I just want to be happy. Like, what does happiness mean to you? We all have a different definition of happiness.
Yeah, I think it's just something that you can feel on like a day-to-day basis. If you wake up and you actually want to get out of bed and you do something and you enjoy it. And I think it's about filling your life with things that you enjoy and things that you don't dread doing.
Yeah. Totally. And how would you say you went about taking action to develop your calling to become a startup founder?
Well, I graduated and I turned down all of my software job offers because I thought they were boring. No one else that I knew from my class was doing anything like that, but it just didn't feel right. And I think for me, a lot of it is trusting my instinct and following like what feels right. And to me, it just didn't feel right. Like I didn't think I would learn as much and I wouldn't enjoy it as much.
That's so awesome. I mean, it's just so scary to be an entrepreneur. And one of the most stable, high-paying jobs is to be an engineer.
I know.
So for you to turn, I mean, there's nothing more stable anymore than that. So that's just incredible.
That's true. Although I think the potential for reward is so much higher as an entrepreneur. Like, it's way more risky, but if it works out, then it'll be so much better than being just a software engineer ever could have been.
Being on the track to be a full-time software engineer, mm-hmm. like, how did that aid in becoming a startup founder today?
As I was studying computer science, I did like the normal thing that people do, and I interned at a few companies, and I learned so much of the actual like day-to-day development skills that I have. So that's enabled me to build our app and do an awesome job at it, you know, like more than I could have if I hadn't done that.
What's the best lesson you've learned about yourself in pursuing your dreams?
You can't hold yourself back. You might think that you can't do something, but there's always a way. You can either teach yourself or you can find someone who can help you out.
I always say, like, a lot of times people say, oh, no, I probably can't do that or something like that. I'm like, let someone else close the door for you. Yeah, don't close the door on yourself.
Exactly. There's no way you're going to get anywhere with that attitude.
Right?
Yeah.
What's next for you?
Next is making the app even more awesome and growing it and seeing how we can grow the company. Right now we're like two people and I want to have a bigger team in a few months.
How many users do you have right now?
We have around 1,500 users.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And so what's the next milestone you'd like to achieve as a company aside from hiring?
I want to see higher engagement on the app. We're measuring engagement by how many people are actually sharing good ideas. Like, it's pretty good right now, but I'd like to see it higher.
What book do you recommend to dive into the world?
You know, I actually don't read as much as I should. So I have so many startup books, but actually one really good book is Venture Deals by Brad Feld and Jason Mendelsohn.
I love Brad.
That's a really great book. And I did their online course as well.
Was it worth it?
I really liked it. Yeah, it was free. And you worked with like a team online. And it was really great. I learned a lot.
What's their online course? What's it called?
I think it's called Venture Deals.
How can people find out more about it?
I don't know how often they run it, but it was on a site called NovoEd. So if you search for NovoEd Venture Deals, it should pop up.
And what do you gain out of that course?
I learned so much about fundraising. I didn't even realize how little I knew, like how I didn't understand how investors think. So now that I understand more where they're coming from, it's easier for me to like put myself in their shoes and express myself in a way that will make more sense to them.
And how can people stay in touch with you?
You can email me. My email is vanessa@decoratorapp.com. And you can also find me on Instagram and Twitter at VanessaReality.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.